Joe speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, it's Anthony there.
This is Anthony. How can I help you?
Yeah, Anthony, I don't know if you remember me, but my name is Charlie. You and I spoke at the end of September about helping you get to the first page of Google. You said that you guys, you know, got like a 3-month contract and you wanted me to circle back with you the 1st of January, and see how things were rolling with you. So just checking in and seeing if you'd like to secure your spot in your, you know, West Covina area.
So, I do talk to a lot of people, but I do remember talking to you. We do have some jobs, but I want to see how your system works. How would you benefit us? So I don't know if you remember us, but we're a small family-owned company. We're just eight employees. We go from job to job. We cater to every single employee, to every single customer.
Yeah.
And I have one guy that gives estimates. That's all. I have one guy, and then when he needs my help, I'll go help him out giving estimates. We are getting about a week right now. Maybe like 4 of them a week.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're getting. Like 4 estimates. We'll get like 10, 15 calls, and out of those, we can generate 4 where we physically go. Mm-hmm. That's where the people are serious. That's a bit of a background, so we touch bases on everything what we need. Let's see if we're a fit for each other, you know? So I just like to run that by you first.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, because last time you didn't run that, you didn't tell me that. You did tell me you were a small company, and I remember, and I know you guys were looking to stay within a 20-mile radius last time we talked. Are you guys still looking to stay within that 20-mile radius?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Correct, yeah.
Perfect. Right there in kind of like your own backyard, which is...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, don't want to travel too far. So, like you say, you're going to job. What we do is we place you on the first page of Google. So anybody in that 20-mile radius that's really looking for the services that you offer, they're going to be able to contact you guys directly. Now, last time we talked, I did mention that we also pair that up with a Facebook retargeting campaign. So there's a lot of people, like you say, you get 15 calls, mostly only 4 of them are serious, where you're able to go out and do an estimate. With this, what we do is people that are searching for your services, we do a retargeting campaign through Facebook for you. So now anybody that was looking for it, they're pretty serious, but let's say they put their phone down or they went to go pick up their kids and they're like, I'll, you know, revisit this at a later time. When they're on their social media, we retarget those people. So then it triggers in their head. Oh yeah, that's right. I want to get that done and let me call you. So now your 15 jumps up because now you're at the first page, but then also you're capitalizing on people that are interested in those service in a retargeting campaign, right? We do help you in other areas to get a little more exposure on Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, and Apple. Now, those are just the listings, so you would be on the first page. You're not paying like a per lead or anything for that. But if anybody is searching on those platforms for those services, you're going to be able to get those customers. Now, I'll be frankly honest with you, Anthony. Most of your customers are going to come from the first page of Google. That's where you're going to get most of your calls from. About 10 to 15% you see from Facebook. Okay. So that's where you're going to be able to capture those things and, you know, be able to probably double what you're doing right now with instead of 4 to 5, you'll probably be able to double it and do probably 10 estimates, especially in the
which I'm fine. Yeah. Which I'm fine because we can only do so much.
Right.
So we like to cater to each customer and like devote our attention to every single project. We can't be flooded. That's why the reason I didn't want to do it before. We do have work now. I do have job lined up, and but I just don't want to be like where I can't overwhelm, overcommitted. So that's why I'm like, okay, let's try it and let's see how it comes out. And of course, I can always say I'm too busy, or if you want to wait. And that's the subject that I spoke. I do have a partner, my brother, and that's the subject that I did touch with him. I did tell him, look, if we're just too busy, we just tell a customer we're too busy. If he wants to wait, great. You know, it'll be a pleasure for us. So that's the way we like to work.
Also, too, now, I'll add to that really quickly. So
yeah.
I like that because, you know, at the same time, you can tell us the same thing. Like, hey, you know, we're actually really busy right now. We're doing great. The service is working as well as we want it to, but we got to catch up on the work. Can I pause the service? And then now you can pause the service, catch up on your work, and then you can reboot the service right after. You see what I mean? Like, you could always put it on pause so that way you don't have to kind of, like you said, you like to facilitate your customers, and that's what we really like because now that's going to help you in the long run as well. We just want to make sure that you can get, you know, double that so you guys can handle that work. Now, this is not something that's going to be overwhelming for you. This is not something that's Yeah, you're going to have to throw your phone out the window because you're getting so many calls. We don't want
I mean, calls are good. Calls are good. And the jobs that we can't take up, we just simply say we can't. I have an estimator now, so the estimator can go out and give the bids. And if we get good jobs, great. So it wasn't like before where I was flooded. I was doing the estimates. I was training him. I've been doing it for years. But it's quite a bit of work doing that as well and being at the job sites talking to customers. But now I'm doing better because I have my estimator. And then I know we touched base on the pricing, but I don't have my book with me because I'm out in the field.
Yeah.
But what are we looking at?
The pricing was $299 month to month, and that's it. And last time we had talked, I had given you what's called a legacy rate.
Correct. I remember that.
And it's usually around $599 with a $299 setup fee, and I waived all that, and I brought the price down to the $299 with that credit. I'm going to stay true to that credit as well and keep that price for you. So that way it's just staying at that $299 price. Now you would be grandfathered in there. So don't think, hey, like, you know, some companies will say, hey, we'll give you a discount or, you know, the better price. And then after you like it, you're getting leads, we'll bump it up. it doesn't work that way here.
Yeah.
We always keep you at that $299 price for the life of you being in service with us. So even if you pause the service and you want to because you want to catch up with the work and you want to reboot it back up, you're still locked in at that $299 price. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. So how would I go about to see where I'm appearing on the number one page besides me not going into it and doing it physically, like per city? Because I would check, like, how would I check?
Yeah, good question. So you have a tracking system. Everything that we do is going to be trackable for you. And this is the key part to this, and this is why you and your brother are going to love this, is because everything we do has the location of searches, how many calls you're getting, how many clicks you're getting, the ranking within your Google Business Profile. Also, too, you guys are going to be able to track the Facebook campaign for that retargeting as well. So we put that all in one area. We have a login, username, and password for you that you will be able to log in and see everything that's going on. So you can do the numbers month to month. And like I said, this is $299 month to month. You're not locked into a contract, but we build that for you so that way you can make sure that this is definitely something you're getting the use out of. Now, if we see in the 20-mile radius, hey, on, let's say, the other side of West Covina, there's a lot of people searching for your services, we're going to make sure that we target that zip code a lot heavier so that way you guys can get those customers calling you directly as well. So it's always, we're always learning the market in your area as well.
Okay.
One side could die down, but then the other side could populate up, right?
Pick up. Yeah, it's fair. So we would do a 20-mile radius, which would include all the local cities. Like, I think Pasadena is within the 20-mile radius.
It is.
Like, La Puente, Baldwin Park, Monrovia, San Dimas, Rancho. Like, there's substantial cities within the 20-mile radius, right?
Yes, yes. So we could populate those individual areas, or we can do a 20-mile radius to start out. And then, like I said, once we figure out, like I said, if we're seeing that in San Dimas, that there's, you know, they're building more, they want more of your, you know, concrete services, now we can just target that San Dimas so that way you guys can kind of stay there and get those jobs. Now San Dimas kind of dying down. We're obviously still targeting the 20-mile radius, but we can heavily focus there as well. But again, if La Puente is, you know, picking up, then we can make sure we put you in La Puente. So yeah, I mean, I don't know if you remember, but we're located in Orange County. So we're close to
correct.
You. My mom actually lives in Pomona, so she lives.
Okay.
Yeah,
close.
Far from you guys, yeah.
Yeah, close. And, okay, so my last question is, how many more companies you have that do my type of service that you guys are putting on first place, and how would that work out?
Competing
for that spot.
Google does not allow us to work with another company that does what you do. So that's why I had called you, because I had actually tried to hold this listing for you, because that's a conflict of interest, right? If we're saying,
correct.
Hey, we could get all the, you know, the contractors on the first page of Google, that doesn't work that way. It actually gives Google a bad name, and as a Google partner, it's actually one of their biggest rules that we cannot, you know, we can't cross, because then people are having a bad time with Google and they want people to come to their platform, not shy away from it. So once we do secure this listing, we actually close the category and we don't work with anybody else who does what you do. Now, in the last 4 months, it's been kind of crazy for us, but I've been able to kind of guide our, I guess you could say, mapping coordinators into other directions. So that way me and you could talk on the first of the year, because I've been saving this position for you, because I know you wanted to do it back in September, but you said, like, hey, we got busy with the 3 months, and I was like, okay, that's fair. So we wouldn't be able to work with anybody else. This is strict Google guidelines in your mile radius. So we can target somebody in San Diego, but yeah, that doesn't hurt you at all, because you're not going down to San Diego.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that great information. And your company, how long has it been around?
Oh,
and how many employees
do
you guys have? Oh, really?
Yeah, so we've been here since for 19 years. We actually just had our 19-year anniversary in December. So
congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. So
yeah, congratulations. Thank you.
Yeah.
So
and our company is probably like 70 people deep. So
okay.
You guys
have some good people.
Yeah, so we have a full, you'll actually be assigned an account manager that will be working on your account every month. And that's how we work. So we have a full team here, but I will introduce you to my team. They're going to call you, and then that's going to be your onboarding call. From there, they're just going to verify everything that you and I went over, like the services you offer, the places you want to target those services, you want to populate into. And then if you had any questions, they're going to tell you, like, if you have any questions, you want to add a service, you want to, you know, add on a city or something like that, let us know. Because in this $299 package, you're actually able to go all the way up to 50 miles. So you have that wiggle room that if you're like, hey, you know, we're liking how
a little bit further.
Yeah, we can go 25. We can expand a little 30. So this covers you 50 miles.
Okay. Thank you for that great information. So I would like to try it out.
Sure.
And, so that you can tell me what's the next step. I am out in the field now. If you need me in front of my computer or something, we can set up a time where I can be in front of the screen. Or also, we had, and this is past tense, we had a web page. My buddy can make me a web page again, or I don't know if you guys make them, or what's the cost entailed with that as well?
We can make web pages. We do custom work here as well. It's just up to you on what you want to pay for it. I know that with the legacy rate, it is a little cheaper. Well, it's actually a lot cheaper. It is a one-time fee of $299. So it's an additional fee, but it would be managed, hosted, and then if you wanted to add pictures, services, stuff like that, you just let us know, and we'd be able to do that within the regular $299 month to month. Now, typically our custom websites go for $2,500 because they're custom built.
Wow.
But But we would be able to do it for the $299 with that legacy rate that you have bundled with your package. Now, that website would be up and running within 7 to 14 days.
Okay, so the website part, let me discuss it with Eddie. But let's go ahead and go forth with the first part that we're doing. And yeah. Also, if you can send me an email with your info so I can have it handy.
Right.
And I know I'm going to have an account manager, an account person that I'll be dealing with as
yeah.
well. But I just
yeah.
like
everything
to stay in contact.
Everything that you sent to you in writing, along with an email from me with my info, I don't need you in front of your computer right now. Everything will be
okay.
sent to you by email and also to
okay.
by a text message. The only thing that I'll do is I'm just going to verify everything here for your Google Business Profile.
Okay.
Set up your account, and then really when you want to be in front of your computer would be when my onboarding call with my tech team, when we have that. I mean, that
okay.
could be later on in the day for you, or we can schedule that tomorrow for you. Just depends on what you
want. Okay, that's fair. Okay, I'll be back in the office after 2 o'clock today, so we can get the first phase started, and when you need me in front of the computer, I can definitely make myself available.
Okay, so I'm going to do this. I'm going to create your account really quickly here with you, and then I'm going to send you an email for a 3 p.m. Onboarding call with you and my tech team today, so that way we can get everything rocking and rolling for you today.
Perfect. Thank you. And your
okay.
first name again, I'm sorry?
Charlie.
Charlie? Okay, perfect, Charlie. Thank you, Charlie.
No problem. So
yeah,
for the
you.
Business name here, I have the RC Concrete Engineering. Is that still – are you
yes.
LLC or do you guys not –
It's RC Concrete Engineering LLC. Correct.
Okay, I'll put that for you. And then you guys are still operating out as a 1004 West Covina Parkway?
Correct, yes.
West Covina, California, 91790, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay. For your business phone number, is it fair to say that the customers can call you at 626-664-6950?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Can we put a second number or just that one?
Google just does one number. I mean, do you
okay, that's fine.
We can do,
this is fine. Yeah, this is fine.
Okay. If you ever want to change it, you can. Just let us know, and then we can make those changes so then that way it populates correctly for you as well, too.
Okay, thank you.
And then for the phone number for us to call you on and to send you updates, this number is the same number, the 664-6950?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. And then, Anthony, what's your last name?
Rodriguez.
Rodriguez. Okay. Give me one sec here. And then, Anthony, do you guys do any type of commercial work, or are you guys just residential?
We do residential, very, very little commercial, but we can do it as well. So, yes.
Okay. And then, do you guys prefer, like, a sizable job? Like, do you guys not go over a certain amount of square footage or anything like that?
No. We can take out from large to small, to grandma's little pad in the back, to something huge, to parking lots. So
okay.
we don't discriminate because
okay.
work is work, and we love working with everybody. So.
Okay. Okay, perfect.
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure because I know some people, they're like, you're a small company, so I know some people are like, hey, you know, for my guys here, I don't like to, you know, overwork them, but this is what we do. And I'm like, okay, that's fair. So work
okay.
is work. I like that. So
yeah,
anywhere from there. And you guys do, like, the full demolition and then the repour and everything like that?
Correct, yes.
Okay. All right, give me one sec. I'm just making sure I have this for
okay.
you. Go ahead. You were going to say something?
We deal with custom work, like stamp, concrete, like custom driveways, custom patios. That's our niche. So driveways are ultimately, just so you're aware, Driveways are ultimately like preferred by us because they're easier to get equipment to. It's right there in the front, the pump. So
yeah,
that's my preference. But I mean, we will do backyard work, which is fine.
When you guys do backyard, that's where it gets a little difficult, huh?
Well, it's just a little bit more work, but it's fine. I mean, we still do it. We don't discriminate, but we really like it when it's like front yard work.
Okay. I'll make a note of that, too, but obviously, like you said, we don't discriminate, so
yeah.
We're going to have you populate for all the services that you have as well. Okay. And then for the card itself that you're going to put on file to secure the listing, is it a business credit card, the RC Concrete?
It's a business.
Okay.
Yes, it's a business credit card.
And it says the RC Concrete Engineering LLC, correct?
Correct, yes.
And then does it have your first name and last name on it as well or no?
Let me check real quick. Give me a second.
No problem. And then what's your brother's name? I'm going to add him here on the account so that way if he were to ever call in too, that you know, it has your first name and it also has his first name as well.
Okay. His name's Eddie?
Eddie. Okay, perfect.
But he won't be doing as much calls as myself or my son Anthony. He's actually in school and he's my estimator. So he's the person I've been grooming to be the estimator. So I think it'll be a better fit if we put Anthony Junior as well in there.
Okay, perfect.
Or would that be kind of a conflict because we're both Anthony?
No, so this is a well, that's what I was going to put. I was like, well, your first name's already on there, so if he calls in as Anthony, that's fine.
Okay,
gonna work.
Let's put Eddie, and if my son calls in, he's Anthony too, so it's fine.
I think
it'll be fine.
So this is how we protect our customers here as a Google Channel partner is we set up a security question. So as of today, once I take, the card information, I'm going to set up a security question for you because we don't sell or give away your information. We protect you as the customer, and we also protect us as the partner with you. So what happens is every time we contact you, we ask you this security question. So even if your son, Anthony, calls in, we're still going to ask this security question. So I just want to make sure that if Eddie calls in, they know him by Eddie, but then also, too, they're still going to ask him the security question to unlock
perfect.
Their account. Okay.
Great.
Okay. So for the billing of the address for the card, is it the same as the 1004 West Covina Parkway?
You know what? It should be. If it doesn't go through, it's my home address. Let's try the business first.
Okay.
There was a few changes that happened a few months ago, and I don't recall. But I don't see that as an issue because we can solve it.
Okay, perfect. And then for the card, is it a Visa, MasterCard?
It's a Visa. So are you guys getting any payment now or what?
Yeah, so what I'll do is I'll get the card information right now. Like I said, I'm not going to make the payment yet. I'm going to go through the security question with you, make sure that that's locked and loaded for you as well, so that way we could always ask you that. I'm also going to walk you through a voice verification that's going to be sent to you in writing. That's an added form of protection for you as well. That's going to be good for your taxes also because it's going to have the 299 on there that we talked about. Okay, once that's done, we'll do the 299. I set up the onboarding call for you. I send you everything in email with a couple texts. I stay on the phone so that way you get those right then and there so there's no discrepancies. And then I'm also going to send you an invite to that 3 o'clock appointment for later on today for my onboarding to call you. I send everything over to them so we can start working on your account now. So when they do call you, we're coming to the table with, actual action, and we're ready to rock and roll. We're not re-asking you the questions that I asked you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course. Normally, I'm pretty sure I checked out your company because I do get these calls often, but I don't want to hold it up, so I'll just do my research today on you. So I'll give you the card, which is fine, and then I'll do my research on your company. I know I asked you, but I like to be aware of exactly who I'm dealing with, you know? And I know you understand
that.
Last
time I sent you an email based off the $299 as well, and I think you told me that the last time as well, because we had a couple of different phone calls.
There you go.
You had like a quinceañera or something in September.
That oh, yes.
Getting ready for
my
it.
Daughter. Yes, yeah, yes,
so
yes.
You had done your
good memory
on us, and then you had said, okay, call me back after that. We want to get
done. Thank you for your patience. Thank you very much.
No problem.
You're very good. You know what? You're very good, by the way. I'm in sales. I'm actually in sales as well. And you can be in sales and not be good because of your demeanor and how you talk to people, you know? Some people will tell you no, and you don't get upset, and you just work on them. You work on them, and that's what I really liked about you. You weren't upset. You're like, I will call you back, and you were patient with me. So I really like that, because that's the way I work with my customers. I'm never pushy, and I'm patient. And if they tell me no, I just throw up a smile, and you know what? We'll work in the future. And I've had a lot of customers that go with a different contractor, and they tell me, and I smile and I go, you know what? It's perfectly great. In the future, we can try it again and we might have your business. And they really like that. You know, so I just like to meet new people. Like, you talk to a lot of people on the phone, and you're very good on the phone, by the way.
Thank you.
So I like that.
I appreciate that. I actually have a lot of customers that actually go with us because I'm not pushy. There's a lot of companies out there that's like, you know, you need to sign up today or else. And
yeah.
Some people are like, all right, see ya. And my dad's a small business owner, so I understand what could help, you know, with putting yourself on the first page of Google. I understand the whole concept of a business owner and what they go through and everything like that. So I always try to help him out as well as much as I can. Unfortunately,
wow,
he lives in Washington.
Okay.
I don't. So it's always like phone calls and stuff like that. But my whole life, I understood business because he was a small business owner his whole life too. So
so that's why.
Yeah. I kind of brought
very
up.
Good, very good, very good. Okay, well, good. No, good. You're very good at it. And whether we put up a fake smile or not, if we're having a bad day, we have to put up a smile, you know, whether or not, because it's work and it's business, and then you put yourself out there. That's the way I feel about it.
Yeah, 100%. And at the end of the day, whatever I'm going through or anybody else, it's not the customer's fault what I'm going through. So I just try to focus on what their needs are and how we can accomplish what they're trying to accomplish. Because
right.
At the end of the day,
right.
When you win, we win, right? And that's why we've been
exactly.
Able to stay in business for 19 years.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly, Charlie. Yeah, no, exactly. Then I have a few friends because I'm in the trade. So my brother's a general, right? My brother Eddie, he's a general. We also build houses. So I know everybody in the trade, so I can refer you to like a roofer if you would need a roofer, like a floor guy, a tile guy, a framer, insulation, everything, like an electrician, a low voltage guy, like a C10 guy, like everything you would need. I can refer you to people when I feel that they are asking for more work or something, because I do get called, hey, do you have any work for this? Then I can refer them to you guys. Hey, call this guy. He's going to help you out.
Absolutely. And I'll see what I can do for you too. So like, once we secure listening and get you, set, I'll see what we can do, because I know we have a referral deal in our company. I just have to check on what that intends. If that gets you a discount, I'm not too sure, but I will
check.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Let you know. So whenever they mention your name and you sign up, I don't know if it's a discount or you might get a free month. I'm not too sure, but I definitely will check. Because, I mean, hey, that only helps you in the long run, too, right?
Referrals are good. Yes, referrals are good. And like I said, I know a lot of people in the trade. And I just don't know one roofer. I know 5-10 roofers. So guys work the way you guys want to work, like putting the people on their specific site for the city, how you explained it, how you do it for the concrete guy. And we can go from there. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, I appreciate that. I really do. So I like I said, that's pretty cool. That brings a smile to my face.
Yeah, and I'll give them your direct, I know you're going to send me an email with your info, so I can give them your direct line so they can call you directly, or whatever suits better. You tell me.
Absolutely. I mean, when people just call me into the office, that's always better, because,
okay.
When you call the direct line, it does go to my direct line, but at the same time too, I'm always either in a meeting or on a phone call or away from my desk. So it's hard to get a hold of me. It's like directly. It's better like when you call in, because then my mapping coordinator can just be like, oh, he's on a phone call. He'll call you back. She'll let
okay.
me know.
Okay. Oh,
that's
perfect.
Like the fastest way to get to me.
Oh, perfect. You know, perfect, Charlie. Sounds good. Okay.
Okay. Okay. So with the card itself, what was the Visa card number? And then, like I said, I'm going to take you through the security questions, set everything up here for you, and then get everything rocking and rolling.
Okay, so the card would be 4259-07-20-54-38-71-20.
Okay, can I repeat this back to you?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, I have 4259-0720-5438-7120.
Correct.
Okay. And then your expiration month and year?
427. And you're not going to be charging anything to it yet, right? You're just holding the number, right?
Well, I would charge the $299 to secure the listing. So that's what it would be. It wouldn't be right this second, but I'm going to walk you through to secure everything at the end, and then I'm going to send you the invoice and everything like that. And then
okay, so you're going to charge. Okay, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. And then so everything's going to come out to you right now, and I'm going to stay on the phone so that way you get everything in writing. We're going to send you a couple text messages, and then we're also going to send you two the emails. Your invoice will be there. And then I'm going to also send you an invite to 3 p.m. for my onboarding call, so that way they can contact you, and then they're going to verify everything and then go through. I always go by what my father says, get it right the first time so you don't have to go back and do it again. So here we do like that two-step process, so that way we get it right the first time. What's the security code here?
The security code, I believe, is 484.
Okay, and then for the security question, what would you like it to be? So like I said, we don't share or sell any information, but we will ask you this. It's for protection for you, so you always know it's us that's calling, and we always know if you gave it to somebody, like your son
yeah.
or your brother,
my son.
We know that,
okay.
that you gave it to them. So we have your mother's maiden name, we have the city you were born in, or we have your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
First pet name.
Okay. And what's your first pet's name? Don't tell me it's Charlie. Okay.
No, not Charlie. It's not Charlie.
It's funny because I was talking to somebody yesterday. We were helping him out. He's on the East Coast. Different service, but he goes, he did the first pet's name too. And, I was like, hey, that's my fiance's name. He's like, I'm so sorry. And I was like, no, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Everybody names their dog Charlie. So.
Oh, man. That's okay. Well, you know what? It's a good name for a human, and it's a good name for a pet. I mean, you know?
For sure. It's an older name too. Like, you don't hear many Charlie.
The last pet I
stuff like that.
Well, the last where I remember hearing Charlie as a pet was you probably know about this cartoon, but it's called All Dogs Go to Heaven. I'm sure you've seen it or heard it.
Yeah.
So Charlie, you know, remember Charlie, the stray dog? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Charlie's great.
It's funny. I like it. It's funny. So people are like, oh, that's my dog's name. I'm like, well, now you'll remember my name.
Well, we've got something in common. Yeah, right?
Right? Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through this voice verification really quickly. This is, like I said, this is an added protection for you because they do have you on that special pricing for that legacy rate. This is going to be sent to you in writing to your email that we have on file after we're done here, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I'm just going to walk you through it. If you have a question, just let me know. Say, hey, Charlie, what do you mean by that? And then I'll rephrase it just so that way you can understand it as well. All right? So here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
RC Concrete Engineering, LLC.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Joe Anthony Rodriguez, owner.
Perfect. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Awesome. And then you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Anthony, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign as a result of increased visibility. Please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So this is your first pet's name, Max, okay?
Yes.
Perfect. You do agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I know you're in the field. I have a customer service number here. I'm going to email it to you, but do you want to write it down, or do you even have anything to write it down on, or email's fine?
If email's fine, I'll get it from there.
Okay, perfect. My onboarding call, my team, they're going to call you on this number as well, so you'll be able to see it come up on your phone.
Okay.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is January 4th, in the non-refundable amount of $299. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 4th in the amount of the $299. This is a recurring payment. Now, Anthony, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, and I'm going to email you this number, but it's 877-635-6225. To prevent your charges for the next month of service, contact that number, which is client support, at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Awesome. So now I can, you know, stop sounding like a robot.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I have to read the policy deals.
No, that's okay.
I'm going to make the purchase right now. I'm going to send you the Google Calendar. It's just going to be an invite. It's going to tell my tech team that we have a meeting with you at 3 p.m. today, okay? So that's
okay.
Going to be sent into your into your inbox here. Everything went good on my end, so I do want to welcome you formally, you know, welcome to Local Splash. We're like a family here. We're going to help you get more jobs into, like you said, like the 20-mile radius and like the Pasadena, El Monte,
yeah, there too, because it's within the 20-mile radius.
Okay.
El Monte, yeah. Whittier, all those good spots.
Whittier. I grew up in Whittier. That's hilarious.
Oh, did you? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of work in Whittier. We do.
Okay. Yeah. So I went to Santa Fe High School. So, I mean, it's not technically in Whittier, but it's the Whittier School District. So.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So close. Yeah. You're definitely close, Charlie.
Small world.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm excited to work with you guys. Let's see what we can both offer for each other.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I appreciate it. What I'm going to do though is I sent you, you should have received a couple of text messages from us. And I don't mean to bombard you with those text messages.
Let me see if I did.
Okay.
No, none. Nothing.
So, let me see what I got here. It might still just be sending over to you. Okay. Did you receive any emails yet?
Let me check real quick.
Okay.
Let me check.
Yeah. Let me see. So, all Okay, so it says we sent an email out to you. It's coming from the 877 number. It should say, Anthony, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy of your invoice.
Got it.
Email we have on file.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, thank you.
There's a link right there. This is just our terms and conditions link. So it's basically stating that you're making the purchase here. So this is for your tax reference as well, for full tax write-off for marketing. You have to click that link. It's just going to ask you if you want to receive text messages. I would say yes, because if you're out in the field, we can just give you a quick update. And then it's going to ask you that you are the card authorization holder. You're just going to sign your first and last name, and then it's going to take you to a login form when you're done. Just let me know when you're there. I'll walk you through that.
Okay. Give me 1 second.
Yep.
Okay, in the email, right? Give me a second, I'm opening that up. Okay, I have the email opened up here.
Okay.
Access your dashboard or schedule appointment.
Do you have, did you get a text message from us? That's the easiest, fastest way. So it says it sent it to you.
No, nothing. No text, nothing.
It went to the 262-664-6950.
Yeah, 626. It's 626.
626-664-6950. Okay. Let me see if this works. I'm actually just going to grab the link here and just send it to you. Because I know we were texting back and forth in September when your daughter has her quinceañera.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing yet.
Okay, give me
Yeah, that strange. Time. Nothing yet.
Interesting. And I just sent a new one too. It's saying sent successfully. Okay. Well, on your email there, do you have one that has the, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
I do have,
Hello? Anthony, you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
I'm trying to see if I get anything.
You know what's going to be funny is once we end the call, I bet you you're going to receive like 3 or 4 text messages from me.
I think that's why, because I have you.
It happens on my phone.
We're on the line.
Yeah. My fiance is like, I just sent you a text message. I was like, well, I haven't got it. Soon as the hang up.
I haven't got it yet. It comes through. So you let me know what you would like me to do.
Okay. So what I'll do is this. I mean, hands are tied here because I see that it's sent out. So I just have to have you get that so you can sign the terms and conditions. What I'll do here is I'll let this go through the sound waves to your phone. When you receive the text message, there's going to be one that says, Anthony, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here, and there's going to be a link. Okay, the link, there's going to be a couple of links, but the link that you need to click on is the one that says my.localsplash.com/terms, and it'll have your phone number on the back of it, okay? You just have to sign that. That's our terms and conditions. I would click both checkboxes, one, that you are the card authorized holder, and then two, that you want to receive text messages. Once you sign that, it's going to take you to a login form. Don't try to create a username and password. My tech team today at 3 is going to go with you through that, and they're going to actually give you that username and password.
Okay, they're going to give that for me. Do you want to do this better? Do you want me to hang up, wait about a minute, and see if it comes through so we can go ahead and just knock it out together?
That's fine. I can
do
that. I can finish up here, and then I'll give you a call, let's say, in 5 minutes and see if anything came through for you.
Perfect. That'll work, Charlie. Thank you.
Okay. I'll do that right now, Anthony. I'll call you in a little bit.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
No problem. Bye.